Well, it was an evening filled with great celebration and joy, a carnival atmosphere as hundreds of thousands were on the streets to mark Liverpool Football Club's 20th Premier League win. The team bus had just passed along the Strand, past the Liver building along the waterfront, the footballers on the open top with the cup. Celebratory fireworks and smoke from flares were thick in the air. The fans were making their way up Water Street at around 6 o'clock when a car driven by a man knocked down one pedestrian. The car then appeared to start to reverse, then it moved forward again, this time hitting dozens more people. People's screams now filled the air. Dozens of others tried to stop the car. They smashed its back window as the car came to a stop. The scenes were horrific to watch. No one knew if anyone had died or just how badly people had been hurt. Nearly 5 hours later, the police were ready to tell us that 27 people, including 4 children, had been taken to hospital. 2 of them had suffered serious injuries. Thankfully, no one was killed. Here's the Deputy Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Jenny Sims.
The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle. Extensive inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances leading up to the collision, and it is vital that people do not speculate or spread misinformation on social media. I know that people will understandably be concerned by what has happened tonight. What I can tell you is that we believe this to be an isolated incident, and we are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it. The incident is not being treated as terrorism. We would ask that people refrain from sharing distressing footage from the incident online, and please share any information directly with our investigation team.
Daniel Ogunshaken is a BBC journalist and he was there last night as a Liverpool fan. How is he this morning?
Yeah, I think it's still kind of sinking in. What had been a day of celebration and joy and happiness just turned in an instant when we realised what we'd witnessed. And yeah, that sort of sense that we were there at a moment of just utter horror is... Yeah, it's just kind of sinking in this morning.
Can you tell us where you were last night, yesterday evening, and how you realised something was very badly wrong?
So my friend and I were part of with the masses watching the parade. We were down in front of the Liver building, and not long after the team had come past us, we decided, right, we'd head back into town. And we turned up Water Street and were just making our way up with thousands of other people. The atmosphere was great. People were still sort of on a high from having seen the team come past. There were songs being sung. And then as we made our way up, we noticed an ambulance was coming down the street towards us. The lights were on, the sirens were going. And I remember remarking to my friend, thinking, oh, perhaps someone's fallen ill. I hope they're okay. Looks like the emergency services will be attending to them. And it was at that point we noticed that there was the grey car in front of the ambulance. And then sort of quick as a flash, there were people surrounding it. There were people hitting it. There were people shaking it. And we weren't really sure exactly what was happening. And I remember again saying to my friend, you know, the day's passed off seemingly without incident. You don't want anything to sort of tarnish what's been such a great day. And it was at that point then the car reversed. There was a big bang as it connected with the ambulance behind it. And then all of a sudden it just accelerated forward and straight into the crowd in front of us. And it was at that point that we realized that something far more sinister was happening. And yeah, the people who were in front of the car, what we saw at that particular point in time, did well to sort of scatter out of the way. And then obviously the car came to a standstill a bit further down the road, which was out of our line of shot, thankfully.
And presumably it was at that moment those who could ran for it.
Basically, yeah. But there was so much confusion. I don't think people could quite realise exactly what was happening. My friend and I, we'd noticed that there was a gentleman lying in front of the ambulance, and he clearly was looked in a bad way. He initially seemed unresponsive when people sort of were gathering around him to check on him. As we got a little bit closer, it did look like he was starting to come round. We were telling the ambulance that there was someone directly in front of them. So obviously there was at least people on you know, in close attention that could attend to him. We then started moving a bit further up the street. The emergency responders reacted incredibly quickly, I have to say. They were directing people away from the area. As we moved up the street, there was someone else who was lying on the ground who was being attended to by friends, or it could have been strangers, not really sure. But again, they initially looked unresponsive. But as we got a bit closer, they seemed to come round. And then we just tried to see if we could help anybody. There was a gentleman who came up towards my friend and I, and he was just in real distress. He was in floods of tears. We tried to find out if he was okay, and he couldn't really respond to us. He couldn't tell us exactly what had happened, but obviously what had happened to him was very traumatic because of the state he was in. So my friend and I sort of stuck with him until friends of his came and met him and helped him away. And it was that point we said, right, we just need to get off this street. We need to move away. We don't know if there's anything else coming, so let's go to a side street where we can just kind of sort of gather our thoughts and basically seek refuge for a bit.
It must have been extremely shocking and distressing for you all who were there, Daniel. We were watching the images on our screens, and it was horrific to watch from this distance.
Yeah, it was. And like my friend and I, even though we sort of reacted once we'd sort of moved away to a position where we felt we were safe, then the sort of realization of what we'd witnessed kind of sunk in. And like I said, the atmosphere had been one of celebration. There were thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not a million people on the streets of Liverpool. Everyone was there for a great time, and a great time had been had by all. And then all of a sudden this incident occurs and the mood completely changed for those people who were around it. I think the slightly strange thing was, because there were so many people around the city, I think a lot of people were unaware that something had actually happened. So after we'd moved off the main street, the Water Street, to a side street, we decided to go find somewhere to have a drink. And the people inside had absolutely no idea that something had taken place. We were speaking to the bar staff, and they're like, sorry, what? There's been an incident. And we're like, yes, it's been incredibly serious. And most of the people inside didn't know. And then as you moved further through the city, through the night, as we were trying to make our way back to Manchester, you could still hear people reveling, people celebrating. And I wasn't 100% sure that everyone knew exactly what had happened. But then when you've got so many hundreds of thousands of people, I guess that's not a surprise.
And the wait then to hear the extent of the injuries, 27 now that we know are in hospital, 2 are seriously injured, but thankfully no one was killed.
That's what we heard, yes. So as we were making our way back to Manchester, we were glued to the radio waiting for any updates. And of course we had the update from the Merseyside police. And yeah, that's when we heard, you know, quite how the extent to the injuries that had been. And, you know, the thoughts go out to those who are seriously injured and hoping they make a full recovery. Because, yeah, I want to say, you know, you head out on a day like that expecting to have a wonderful time, to create memories that will last a lifetime, and no one expects those memories to be such horrible ones ultimately.
Daniel Ogunshakin, a BBC journalist in Liverpool last night. We'll have more on this story throughout the programme at 7:22.